Robert Hampson, Professor Robert Hampson from Royal Holloway. And Professor Huvier came
from Royal Holloway.
Okay.
Can we ask what you think of the space? Is it the first time here?
My second time here. I think it's a wonderful space. We've used it already for some poetry readings, poetry performance.
And how do you find the collaboration then, working with the different universities?
Well, looking forward to that, rather. We haven't had time yet to take part in it. I don't know whether you've had.
No, but we are looking forward to it. And it's a great space. It's a good location. It's
got the location is wonderful.
Galleries around here where things are happening. So things might well happen here as well.
Somebody was saying to me before, this feels a little bit like an Alice in Wonderland space. You can go into one room and it feels very small, and another time it feels bigger, depending on how you use it. It's very much a blank canvas to play with. What's your feeling for utilising it?
Now, are you set up for streaming and video conferencing here?
Yes.
Yes?
We both have different kinds of plans for the space, don't
yes,
we?
Yes.
You have some plans for it?
Well, we'll have all sorts of plans. I think this is a good... It's a good art space.
What do I teach?
I'm a jack of all trades and a master of absolutely
philosophy. Classics and philosophy. We have plans for this space, two different kinds of plans. One is there's an organisation within the English department called Polyply, which is going to do events here, which will be cross-media events, so bringing verbal art in conjunction with visual or digital arts. And also one thing I do is I run the Runnymede Festival, and there are plans to have some part of the Runnymede Festival as Runnymede Festival in London, so which will be here. And then also we've got a collaborative project with some of the universities in Paris, and the fact that we're by St. Pancras is going to be wonderful. So we will have we have a network which will meet alternate months in London here, we hope, and somewhere in central Paris.
Fantastic. So we're already taking this global.
Yes, it's already, at least it's getting across the channel. Global next.
And how do you feel about the impact it can have on the courses that you teach? One of the things we were talking about before was how this can have an impact for teachers themselves, because when they come into this space, you're sharing, you're cohabiting in a way that you aren't within other buildings.
Yeah.
How do you find that?
At the moment, for me, it's more in terms of research and research networks, but those research networks would involve PhD students, they would involve MA students. Less likely to involve undergraduates, but they might. But certainly for MA teaching, PhD teaching, there'll be networks we'll set up using this space.
Well, undergraduate teaching is quite structured, so it would be hard to adapt it to a place like this. But what it could do is it could bring, especially postgraduate teaching, closer to so-called, it's a bad phrase, but so-called real life.
You're also director of Park.
Well, we have a thing called the Humanities and Arts Research Centre at Royal Holloway, which often does things online, or sometimes does things in central London at the Bedford Square facility, which Royal Holloway has. And this place has a lot of potential in precisely the kind of collaboration that Robert is describing. We have some projects with Paris as well. Maybe internationally, we've run quite a few video conference seminars, which allow you to turn the world into your seminar room, but it's still good to have the base in central London rather than in Egham, which is a lovely place but a little further out from the centre, as it were.
And the feel as well, the space here is a setup that doesn't feel like a formal education facility. I mean, it's very open to interpretation as a use.
Yeah.
And is that something that you feel again within
that? I don't know if I'm a... It needs to be up to corporate level. And it's not.
I feel excited by the space. I'm trying to work out how to use the two levels. I haven't quite got my mind around that yet. But that's a challenge. So far we've used that space, though, as a reading space. And that's worked very well. And I can see using that space and this space as kind of overflow space. But I haven't quite cracked how to use another level.
It's an interesting space to play with.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.